It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back, and one of my main mentors and teachers that's taught me a lot is Dr. Sam Milam, who's a medical doctor and expert as well in the most advanced areas of electrotoxicity and electropollution. He's been, for what, 4 or 5 decades now going to homes, looking with your oscilloscopes and so on and picking up the dirty electricity. And it goes back a century. It's not just like a recent thing. The actual discovery of alternating current electricity and not returning the dirty pollution that generates into the ground. So things like grounding or whatever the natives used to do, you can't do. Now we've added layers of new toxicity. We have smart grid, which generates electricity, pollution. And now they're moving toward 5G network, and Huawei and Mick Mulvaney and idiot Trump are moving forward with the idea that it's going to be great. And the big tech companies are pushing to literally make everything, including even Amazon wanting drone delivery of equipment. This is toxic to bird. We know that there's been a 25 to 30% drop in the number of bird species in the last 20 years caused by electropollution. We know insects are dramatically affected, so even colony collapse disorder. Plants are affected by dirty electricity, even in a power line. And human beings, their health is really collapsing. I don't think people understand how bad and how much electricity and dirty electricity is a major cause of everything from diabetes to heart disease, dementia, a breakdown of the blood-brain barrier of Asperger's and ADD. I mean, it literally seems to be a factor with e-toxins, I call it, in almost every illness. So give us the whole panoply. Now, by the way, your book is called Dirty Electricity, and I'll have the link up so people can purchase it. If they're listening to the show, for God's sake, get the book. You need to be aware of this because this is an assault on the whole ecosphere, not just humans. Every living thing on Earth is in grave jeopardy with electrotoxins. Please continue. Dr. Sam, go ahead.
Well, you know, you mentioned species that are affected by this. Another one that's really affected are the amphibians and the critters that crawl around in the ground.
Right.
In a lot of places, they've gone extinct. And
wow. Give us some examples of that. You're talking about species of, like, whales that get the beach themselves, or you're talking about ground-based
amphibs,
worms,
frogs,
and other things like that?
Frogs and newts and... And,
really?
And things that live in wet places, they're just gone. Many places they're extinct.
Wow.
You know, I keep my house clean, and this morning I had a terrible episode where, a couple nights ago we couldn't get one of my favorite TV channels, you know, Turner Classic Movies. So I called up, they said, oh, well, we'll get you some new stuff. So they came out, they put in this router that it was just like having a microwave on at my desk. So I had
right.
to get that sucker out of there and had to order a wireless modem because we got two computers hooked up, and we got one back, but I'll get another 4 or 5 days, we'll have the second one. But you know, the thing of it is that if I didn't have my meter, the HF35C, and measured the levels were way a bit higher in my microwave, and the thing was pegged out 20 feet from the damn thing. And every new house, or every house that's got this new technique, this new smart digit or smart TV,
right?
The picture's beautiful, it's nice, but boy. That other stuff I don't need, or nobody.
Don't you think they should be moving toward fiber optic and get away totally from that? In fact, I saw a company in Britain that has a light diode thing in your ceiling, and it's 200 times faster than Wi-Fi. But instead, these morons are pushing for 5G so they can have autonomous delivery of packages from Amazon, or autonomous taxis and cars and trucks. I think this is nuts. It's literally making us into the Matrix, isn't it?
The big companies. Market stuff that goes in most of the homes in the nation, and nobody checks it for health impacts. People
right.
people don't pay attention to electricity because they can't feel it or taste it. Well, some people can, but
they're a minority. But there are people that actually will tell you they're in a bad place. They can't stay there.
That's right.
Tell us more about when you wrote your book. How many years have you been doing this? Yeah, if I know, it's like 4 decades at least, right?
Yeah, I about 30 years ago, I got the idea that maybe all the stuff is due to electricity, and
right.
I gradually worked and showed it that it was. And trouble is, nobody pays attention. I tried to get the book to Congress, and I couldn't
well,
get it.
Well, I've got a back door to Donald Trump's son, and I'm going to try to get through to him on a whole bunch of issues. This is one of the biggies. People don't realize that the ability to hack into the biology of every living thing is due to dirty electricity, and the ability to eventually hack into consciousness is potentially through 5G network. I think we're actually in a end-of-the-world situation here. And the collapse of insects and birds, and you mentioned already amphibians and salamanders, indicates that we're inducing an extinction-level event, aren't we? Electrically induced ELE, right?
Right. I read in the paper the other night where somebody's going to put up 30,000 satellites, so it's going to be a planetary thing, no place to hide, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can be at the Atacama Plain at 12,000 feet in South America with a little drop of rain in 100 years.
But you can't.
You'll be able to get high-speed internet and movies.
Yeah.
Where you can't see a human for 200 miles.
That's right. You'd be able to get that stuff.
That's nuts.
The whole thing is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
the thing that's good for me is I just turned 87 in May, and so I'm at the end of my life, and I won't be here when it really gets bad. Well, it's bad now.
Making the same comment as my mom. She was in her 80s, and she said, I see the world coming to its end, and he said, I'm going, not coming. She died a few years after that. And I'm thinking, the poor population of Earth that's going to suffer this. I'm 68, almost in February, I'm 68. And what I see happening is disgusting. And there's no oversight. For example, the environmental and oversight of Wi-Fi and everything is gone. They get away with anything. They don't have to do any testing for affecting, colony collapse disorder or human health or biology or the breakdown of the blood-brain barrier of kids. We know, for example, that the smart schools in Europe and so on don't even allow Wi-Fi in the schools because they know it affects the final traces of memory. You can't learn if your brain is being disrupted by electro pollution. It literally destroys the final phases of memory traces being recorded in your brain. Isn't that wild?
The last 3 years of death rates for the U.S., the first 3 years since they started keeping a system where the total causes of death rate have gone up, not down, up.
Right.
They've been going down forever. In the last 3 years, they've gone backwards. They try to ascribe it to the overdose of painkillers.
Well, wait till this year.
That's
they have five major cities in the U.S., Los Angeles, Sacramento, and a few other cities I know they're doing. Once they Wi-Fi them with these newer higher speeds, and some of them are talking about, higher speeds than Wi-Fi, I call it 6G networks, not just 5G. This is going to be extremely electrotoxin to cells. Now, I believe e-toxins are an analog of the mineral residence of heavy metals with the same valence as normal minerals and coenzymes to induce enzyme DNA. So an e-toxin, basically like an e-toxin of radiation, for example, of mercury ballast light in your ceiling, has the same valence pattern of zinc, so all your zinc metalloenzymes are knocked out. So when you have electropollution, it basically stops the induction in your nucleoplasm of messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. So, you can't just walk around with a tinfoil hat on or a bodysuit to protect radiation. That's why I developed my epigenetic frequency antenna system, and also you have to take protective nutrients and antioxidants. Because we're under oxidative stress, the average person is generating tons of oxidants just caused by electropollution. We know, for example, diabetes is a free radical disease. So when your muscles get stressed enough that they don't absorb sugar anymore, you turn diabetic. We know electricity causes diabetes, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah, and there's proof of it.
I had a teacher at the school I was studying in California
who had
type 2 diabetes, but it was so severe he couldn't keep his... And he taught every day, and his sugar levels were always high. when he retired. His diabetes went away. Go on.
When he did what? What did he did? What did he do to remove the radiation?
He quit. He retired.
Oh, he quit. He retired and got away from the pollution in the school. You mean?
And his diabetes. His diabetologist said, "What happened to you? You're not diabetic anymore."
So, oh, boy.
I'm not saying that's going to happen with everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened with him. It can happen to other people.
Yeah. I have a device, actually. It'll generate the Edenic frequency for 500 meters with effect to 25 miles of the proper resonance of minerals to actually counteract that. Where I think things going is catastrophic. If numbskull Trump, and he's doing good things with the big economy, but otherwise he's a moron, and if he gets away with Huawei, which is China, this big company wants to put in every country on Earth, the effect of 5G network and electro pollution and smart grid, by the way, in the population of Saskatchewan, they made it against the law to actually even have smart grid. It causes sparks and fires. It even causes fires in the wiring of buildings. And yet, even though this exists, and then people don't understand, well, is that bad for me? Are you kidding? Your body is an electrical being. You get exposed to this stuff. It disrupts your sleep, makes you insomniac, increases stress, drives your blood pressure through into the orbit, puts you to heart failure, and makes you demented. That's only the start. There's all kinds of things. I think it causes cancer and everything. Will you tell us?
It causes everything except auto accidents. It might cause some of those, too. But suicide
is a classic
EMF disease, and nobody pays attention to it. And suicide rates are going up, especially in the kids who are in love with their cell phones and tablets and their classrooms.
Well, look at one of Biden's sons had a cell phone on the side of his head. Same with John McInsane. They use the cell phone on the dominant side, and you're 300% more chance of getting a multicentric astroglioma tumor of your brain that's metastatic on the dominant side where your damn cell phone is. Duh. And cell phone companies tell you how dangerous they are, but people hold on and read that a little bit. And your cell phone, somebody says, you got to keep it 4 to 6 inches from your head. If you do, you can't hear a damn thing unless you have a speakerphone. And people are sticking the damn thing on the side of their head, or they're running a wire in with one of these air tube little air jack things, which I have if I use my cell phone. And as a result, they're pumping electricity right into the temporal lobe of their brain and wonder, oh, is this dangerous? I'm thinking, what an idiot. What do people think it is, you know?
Another thing that people don't realize is we've had a transformation in lighting, indoor lighting, in schools and office buildings and homes. And you go to Home Depot or one of the big box stores, take an AM radio, turn it off station, and walk down the light aisle and check the bulbs. They all put out RF, which makes your cell phone, your portable radio, static like mad, except for maybe 5% of the LEDs and the old incandescent bulbs that Edison made. Those are perfectly safe. But all the other stuff is bad news, especially if you have it close to you, like a desktop light.
Yeah. So now, your book is available. Tell us some of the topics you cover in your book, Dirty Electricity, because this is really important.
The other thing that's available is I got a website. All you got to do is go to Google and put in Sam Milham, and it'll pop up. And go to the recent papers. There's papers on that show that obesity and cancer and COPD and all the disease, everything is caused by this.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little insight on diabetes. I call it diobesity. Diabetes basically is a skeletal muscle insulin resistance syndrome when you lose copper, zinc, SOD1. And then you lose a GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, so the amount of insulin necessary to shove the sugar into your muscles gets so high that your body doesn't absorb sugar in your muscles and it backs up in your bloodstream. So diabetes is a sugar, is an insulin receptor-induced disease in your skeletal muscles that makes you diabetic. People don't get that, and that's why electricity is a major factor, because it actually knocks out copper, zinc, SOD1, and your insulin receptor and GLUT4 transporter. That's what causes it. That's why, since the dawn of electricity, diabetes has gone crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's all over the place. And so is obesity, weight gain, and...
you got high insulin, you're going to make more fat tissues, fat in your liver. You export it to your fat cells. They get a certain amount of fat. They get divided and get bigger, maybe more fat cell number. What do they think? I call it diobesity, you know? It's all related. And electricity is a major pollution factor causing it.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Well, on the break, the amazing Sam Milham, by the way, his book is going to be available. It's called Dirty Electricity. Also, if we, I'll put up your website, but you can Google Sam, Dr. Sam Milham or Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M, and you can actually contract him to actually come to your home in America and measure the electro pollution. What I see happening is catastrophic, and the level of stupidity of our regulatory agencies, like the so-called electrical regulatory agency, they don't have any scientists who are worried about electro pollution. The federal and state governments are doing nothing, and they're doing, literally, I saw Dick McMulvaney doing a dance in the White House with idiot Trump. Now, honestly to God, these people know nothing. They don't care whether or not it causes problems. In fact, he said, well, I don't know if it's dangerous, but it's great. I'm thinking, dang. So obviously, just like some of these military people, like, you know, the latest that were against Trump trying to pull troops out of Syria, they get giant amounts of money from the military-industrial complex and the defense industry. These tech companies are billionaires, trillionaires, and they're buying off politicians, and the politicians don't know anything. And the danger to all living things, including butterflies on your property, you, your children, your animals, and so on, is disgustingly high. I mean, even with crop collapse, I see this having effect on every living thing, including even pollinating insects. And Einstein made a comment that when the pollinating insects go, you get 4 years of gruel before the human race dies. I don't think people grasp how dangerous this is, do they?
No, they don't. And there's a whole lot of other dangers that are out there on account of the...
You mentioned a couple things when we're on break about issues where you saw various sports people using shortwave nets and they induced ALS and so on. Can you give us some examples of how people have used kind of dirty electricity kind of devices, not just cell phones, but like therapy devices in sports, like a shortwave net, that actually induces ALS? And a whole bunch of them, three of them, we've got that use this technology. Give us some examples like that.
Yeah, I just got done. Well, I'm still working on it because I got a phone call from a guy in Hawaii whose wife had a rare melanoma of her eyeball. It's ocular melanoma, and it's very uncommon. And he said there's an epidemic of it in a school in North Carolina. So I looked up the school and found there were five cases in the school. And
really?
I just looked. I went to Google Earth and looked at the geography of the place, and there's this funny-looking place next door, which it turns out to be a liquid natural gas storage and distribution plant. And they've got electric motors with variable frequency drives that put this dirty electricity crap out.
Right.
And in Europe, they're clean because they won't let them come in without the filters. But here in this country, it costs more, so we just go without them. And so now there were five cancers initially, and
Are you talking about the chemical or the electro pollution that's inducing it? Is it the cancer from
But the other point I'm making is we measured the stuff in the ground. It was running down the gas pipeline, it's a 24-inch gas pipeline. So you could live miles from the school and still get the cancer. In fact, now there's 30 in that. Near that plant, and the plant got swapped over to...
So in other words, the gas pipeline's giving a low local pollution to people.
I
think it's also complicated. In other words, when you got local groundwater pollution with toxins like recycled water, then you had e-toxins from electro pollution, 5G network, and now, you know, smart grid right now. And then you had to this cell phone usage by people. Some of these kids are sleeping with their... thumbs are moving like freaking lightning while they're talking to their other kids, and they're getting a crook on their neck. And they don't realize that they're putting the thing by their head. They're actually breaking down the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, little
you can
girls
actually
who,
see micro...
Little girls who put their cell phone in their bra to carry it and to store it, they're getting breast cancer where they put the phone. Oh, my God. Now, what do you mean, oh, no? It's true. I mean, there's five or six of us I know about. And, so you know it will cause cancer just by contact. And... The school stuff points out the fact that the ground in this country, in North America, it's the main return.
It dumps the pollution back into the ground, right? In other words, you mentioned to me years ago that the power generating companies, even before Smart Grid, dumping 90% of the pollution right back into the ground. So the ground absorbs all the sea toxins, right?
There's a ton of it. And the major in your area, further south in Arizona, Well, you got cellular, no, not solar, not cellular, solar
right.
power. If it's attached to the grid, and you know you're getting a knockoff on the, your power bill, it's got an inverter on it to change the generated direct current to alternating current at 60 hertz. Well, that
right.
just puts out a terrible bunch of dirty electricity. You can filter
right.
it.
That's why I put stetsurizers on my home, but I'm also setting up to do have an adenic frequency generator. Because if you don't have a stetsurizer, those low frequencies will already induce your DNA and cause dilution. I know how to make what's called a phased array directed energy weapon. By the way, the battlefields of the future will be run by drones and killer robots. They won't be just using bullets. They'll be using phased array microwave frequencies based on the same things electropollution does now. Right?
Well, you know, there was an epidemic of sick people in embassies in Cuba and in China. Well, you know, the Russians, the Russians knew. They must have done human experimentation. But they wrote a book up, which my friend Stetzer read in English.
Right.
They translated it. And they listed the frequency and the cancer it caused. And so not that they knew what frequencies caused which cancers. And like the eye cancer, we got characteristic frequencies, and I'm sure that's what's causing that rare cancer.
You mean so you got your hearing damage, brain damage, dementia, and even brain tumors
caused by
these pollution. So a lot of these people who are working in Cuba had got pulled out of the embassy because they're getting electropolluted. The Cubans say, well, we aren't doing it. I'm sure it's being done through Russia because they've been playing around this for 70 years. They're very much into directed energy weapons, aren't they, in the battlefield or in embassies and so on, right?
Well, the solar is bad because in the areas where they have it down in Arizona, most of the houses are built on concrete slab. Well,
right.
in North America, we got the grounded wide distribution system, which all over the stuff that returns to all the electricity gets delivered to a load, to a factory, to a house, has to go. Used to go back in the wires, but now, since they got all these weird frequencies, the wires that they had weren't big enough. They need higher frequencies for bigger wires for higher frequencies. So instead, every pole mounted or ground mounted transformer bank has got a ground wire that dumps it into the ground and runs it off to the substations for the earth.
So and you can measure that with your devices, too. That's what you do with your oscilloscopes. Now, the way I think about the body is a hologram of frequencies that regulates DNA and cellular structure, like the peptides we have basically tell the cell, here, you're having a deteriorating organ, how to rebuild it. When you have electropollution, it disrupts organogenesis, like I call orgamy DNA. It disrupts induction of structural proteins and enzymes. And it disrupts the energetics of cells. So we know that certain kinds of frequencies will actually cause certain kinds of effects. Like you mentioned, it'll cause a certain kind of cancer even. That's very scary, very scary. And the effect is not deteriorating. It's not getting through to the regulators or the politicians. They act like it's a big joke or it's a theory and so on. It's not a theory. These are cold, ugly facts. You can do a test on people and prove that it's disrupting them, right?
Yeah, you know, you get exposed in your car. Like, I had a guy come in the house. He was maybe early 40s, and he'd had a kind of stroke. You could see the way he walked. And so I found out he was driving a late model sedan that had a microwave transmitter in the roof, and he was about 6'5". So he was driving down the road with that thing about an inch and a half from his head.
No.
Hey, that's what you got? I said, you got it. Oh, my God.
An inch and a half from his head. No wonder he got sick, right?
Yeah, no wonder. And he got brain cancer. And, I say, look, get a different vehicle or get that thing knocked out because you're just going to get sicker.
Oh, my.
You know, if you look around, you can explain a whole lot of disease. I lived winters down in California and I did the school studies, which, showed that dirty electricity really is causing cancer in the schools. And it's causing it in the kids, too, of course.
It's also causing behavioral problems like violent behavior, depressive behavior, manic depressive behavior, predatory criminal activity, suicidal activity, even probably chronic pain syndromes, right?
Yeah, well, you know, people buy sleep medicine. That's the major
insomnia.
Effect of Wi-Fi is you have trouble sleeping, you know. And they put a smart meter on my house about 3 years ago. And my God, I couldn't sleep.
I had the same thing happen in 2011. And I immediately discovered, and I actually called you and called other experts over at Less EMF, and I realized if I got a special gigahertz solutions device from Germany that was an antenna that pointed at my smart grid. They told me it was firing off 4 times a day. Mine was firing off every 4 to 7 seconds, sending signals over from other homes and swarms the data to a central point. I mean, these friggin' idiots are such liars. It was over 2,000 microwatts per square meter pulsing these through your body, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's not really good. And it made my insomnia, which is bad, made it catastrophically worse. It was unbelievable.
Well,
and it's one of the most common symptoms, isn't it? Insomnia, agitation, hypertension, diabetes.
Headache is a big one.
Yeah, it's a biggie. So more and more of the population are insomniacs now.
And they get proper eating, and they have to take antacids. And, you know, I take some drugs to keep my feces running, and that's about it.
Make your bowel work, in other words.
That's right. But when you get old, your bowels don't work as well.
Yeah, well, we have probiotic. We have a thing called Living. We have IBS Care, the stimulates the myenteric plexus. We got Living Probiotic and Colon Cleanse to cure the lower colon. I have a bunch of nutraceuticals. I also have epigenetic frequency therapy that I can provide to various machines. But you're brilliant on this. And the problem is, if we don't get a hold of these damn regulators and shake them by the neck and sue them, I believe in pro-se-litic in action. We have a good gentleman from Dr. Fred Graves. He has what's called a jurisprudence course called How to Win in Court. And become a pro se litigant, it costs $250. Everybody needs to be out there suing. They should stop just calling their regulators and their politicians. Their politicians are idiots. They're not going to do anything. I don't see any action on the politicians even when you contact them. Do you?
No, I've been trying for years to get anybody to take it.
If we sue them personally, we sue the power generator companies, we sue the electro pollution generators like cell phone companies. Then they take action because it's going to hit them in the pocketbook. That's the only way to actually change things is thousands of pro se litigant actions taking action. Otherwise, it's a freaking waste of time. And you don't realize if they move higher and higher frequencies with more energy, you're not even going to be able to think straight. They just need to throw a switch and they'll control your brain. You know, people say. Because, they wouldn't do that. Yeah, listen, if the cell phone companies could do it, they'll clamor for it, won't they?
You know, these new cars with collision avoidance, except for Subaru, which uses light, which is great. The others all use radar. So when the highways are full of those radar producers, it's going to...
Are you kidding me? So in other words, you drive down the road and you're getting radared
exactly.
By another vehicle, right? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I wasn't even aware of that. How many vehicles have got radar in them now, or LIDAR?
I don't know. It's probably 10%.
Oh, no. So not only do they have those brighter-than-hell lights on them, now they're going to have radar. They all have a lot of them have a mobile hotspot, so they're generating
I stay home.
Yeah, stay home and wear your tinfoil hat.
I take my equipment. I've measured on the plane, and oh, my God, planes are just lethal. But you're running out for 5-6 hours, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, the planes are worse. They've also weaponized the upper atmosphere. Most people don't realize they put strontium, thorium, boron, and selenium in the upper atmosphere. And they did this so they can make the upper atmosphere plasma to pump radiation through to trigger off earthquakes, steer weather systems, and control even through inductive frequencies. And we and the Russians are the most advanced. There's 3 other nations working on scalar inductive control and electrotoxin technology. The Russians even have a scalar bomb they blow up in the 1970s to kill a virus that got out of containment. I became aware from my classified sources. So people need to understand scalar biological weapons are some of the weapons of the new future. Not just bullets and missiles and other things like that. Weapons that can affect your biology. And they've already weaponized our schools, our homes, etc. We'll be back in a minute. If you have any questions, do call for questions. 818-818-6401.
Thank you. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Very sad. And welcome back. And we have Dr. Sam Milham's website, and I've gone to a subpage. It's Sam Milham, MILHAM.com. And you go to the links for the recent papers. I just read a couple titles because these are, I want you to expand on it a bit. Olympia Farmers Market Report. Hunterville Ocular Melanoma Cluster Report. Male Breast Cancer in Office Workers Report. Magnetic fields from sheet-bellied radial tires.
Steel-belted radials.
Implications for epidemiology studies. A new electromagnetic exposure metric, high-frequency voltage transients associated with increased cancer incidence in teachers in California school. Oh, my. I mean, you've got dozens of reports here. And they're academically solid. Please continue. Tell us what they mean.
The historical evidence one, that's the one that blows your mind. The very next, the next one down that list. I reread it this morning, and it still chills me, you know. And when you look at the differences, I mean, I click on it, and I'll bring up the paper. Let me just read the differences.
Right.
The census has collected electrification data for years, and let's see if I can find the graph I was interested in. The graph's in my book. But anyway, diabetes is 68% more common in electrified than non-electrified areas. Heart disease, like 30%, cancer around 30%. And if you look at, like, Mississippi, they almost didn't have any of the diabetes in non-electrified areas. And they had a pretty good population. It was like 2 or 3 per 100,000 versus 20 in other areas. So, you know, that kind of data, if you did it today, you wouldn't find any differences because electricity's out in the sticks, too.
Right.
So it was a miracle, you know, biggest technological change in our lives. But boy, it's got a big dark side, and it's getting worse.
Well, what I see happening with Trump and with Huawei, which is now spreading in every country on Earth, and next year is October 1st, is World ID. I see them moving toward the idea of wanting to have a, not only looking at your biometrics and your DNA, but also having a chip in everybody. And they want to be able to biolocate you right down to a cubic meter and actually beam information to you. Eventually, they're working on the idea of hacking even into your biology and your cortex. So they can have transcortical images or even see what you see and hear what you hear. People say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, don't underestimate these. Yes, they can. And the thing is, these are run by the intel agencies. We have a shadow government on Earth. The regular public media and public education systems and public so-called, if you want to call political systems, are all just a sham to make us believe that someone we have control. We don't have control. This system is just barreling forward.
Yeah, well, what's controlling the systems now is money.
Right.
Big bucks. You follow the money, you follow. You can
exactly.
Fuel all
so the big bucks are big bucks companies like the big tech companies and the cell phone and the Intel companies like Twitter and Facebook, they're driving this. They want 5G. Amazon, who has shares space, even with the no such agency, NSA, they want to have Amazon delivery. You order milk, boom, it's in your doorstep in a half an hour by a drone. They already started drone deliveries this week. Do you know that? Amazon started drone deliveries this week.
Yeah, just looking through my paper titles, Illness Caused by Contact Current and Showers. This gal, one of the teachers, came up and says, you know, every time I get in my shower, I get sick. So I went to her house and measured. And she was one of these solar houses with high ground current. And when she got in the shower, she was getting touched. When she touched the hot, cold faucet, you know.
You're kidding.
Getting zapped. I fixed her up. And let's see, dirty electricity epidemics of obesity and diabetes. I picked that one up. That's an island phenomenon. Just read them. Read the papers. They're just so easy. And I wrote them all for a lay audience. And none of the complicated stuff.
Low proportional male births and low birth weight of sons of a flour mill worker fathers. Evidence that residential electrification caused the emergence of the childhood leukemia peak.
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah. Pulse cancer in firefighters is due to radio frequency radiation exposure, not inhaled carcinogens. Wow.
That's for sure.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, is caused by electric currents applied to the induced in the body. Wow. Increased mortality in amateur radio operators due to lymphatic and hemopoietic malignancies. Diabetes on islands and dirty electricity. Letter to the Lancet rejected.
Yeah.
Why did they reject it? They didn't want to hear that, right?
Yeah, they're full of shit.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is, you see, the medical establishment, you know and I know, they're not really, most of them, very good scientists. I had a background PhD in quantum physics and advanced chemistry before I went to medicine, and they actually were complaining that I was asking questions of the professor to embarrass them in the medical school class. And I just said, I just want to know. I said, well, why don't you ask them after class? you're embarrassing them because they don't want to answer you. I'm thinking, what? They don't want to answer to the rest of the class who basically got grade one introductory organic chemistry and don't understand advanced physics. To be honest with you, most doctors are not MDs or MDSs, medical drug salesmen. They can't problem solve anything. And even when they see a pattern, they don't go all the way. Hey, why did you get dirty electricity induced cancer or insomnia or suicide? And they don't go back and investigate or find out what's going on in the person's biology or even do testing on them. Have you found any tests that are helpful to pick up for electropollution?
Yeah, well, you have to get the meters. The best test is $15 by a little AM portable radio, a portable radio that receives AM. And
right.
Go to the lighting store, and you can pick up the bad lights. And when I want to go buy
something. So you just use the portable later, yeah. I have lots of different meters. If you contact me, I can help you because I've got fancy ones from Germany or
I got $1,000, $10,000 worth of meters here. And the latest one that's kind of fun is I wrote a paper on this. It was Marty Graham when he was still alive. He sent me this meter, and it's a fluke meter for measuring current in the body. Nobody else had measured it. They always calculated it from V equals IR, you know, voltage equals current times resistance, but you could actually measure with the stupid meter.
Right.
So I went around. I went under power lines, and I went to every place that was hot. Oh my God! I went in stores, ordinary lights, and my barber shop were killing the barber, killing everybody. And
the hottest things I've found in people's homes now are things like DirecTV. And Amazon. And the hottest is these cooktops that are electrical induction. So you don't have, you know, a hot plate where it heats up the plate. It actually heats up an element inside a dish that you put on top of the stove.
You heard one of those. You called me when you bought it.
I had it for a few months, and I started testing it with my machines, and I went crazy. I said, this is out of my damn house. I walked into the room 20 feet away, and it went, I'm thinking, holy cripes. I realized I was getting fried. The same thing with microwaves. People don't think, well, I don't mind a microwave. I said, I can walk around with my gigahertz solution, and 20 feet away, it's screaming, you're getting fried, Doc. You're an idiot.
Well, you know, I've got a microwave. I've got a blanket on my microwave oven that really, I get no exposure when the blanket's on. But I took the blanket off, and I measured, because my meter was screaming this morning. What the hell's this? It was this stupid thing from Xfinity, you know, Wi-Fi transmitter they were trying to sound me with. So I called all the local stores, and I had to finally go online, and I'll get one in a couple of days so I can put the lady friend's computer on it upstairs. She's in limbo for 3 days.
Amazing. So what's the solution? What solutions do you have?
When I go to a house, I try to identify where the crap's coming from. Tell them the best thing they can do is to shut it off.
Right.
Now, that's a light on-off switch for the power to your bedroom. If you can shut that off,
have a timer switch to shut off your Wi-Fi in your house if you have it. Switch to fiber optic.
Exactly.
Switch to fiber optic. Put these light diodes in your ceiling.
Have it shut off.
Put light diodes from the fiber optic in your home. Don't have Wi-Fi anywhere if you can. Stetzer Electric. By the way, we have the Stetzer Electric link on our site, and people can contact me, and I'll get them the Stetzer Electric so they can purchase it, which is important to have in your home.
He sells you for under $100 a meter that you plug into the outlets, and it tells you how much dirty electricity you got riding in on your wires.
Exactly.
And he gives you a filter to knock it down. And I tell you, I've seen amazing changes with that in this one elementary school in California.
Exactly.
The kids in this class had ADHD. They were just nuts. And I plugged in five filters, didn't tell the teacher what to expect. And she called me over the weekend and said, oh, my God, she said, those kids are perfectly normal. I said, of course they were normal when you rated them with that cell tower on campus. Cell tower, boy, that technology is just bad.
Even here in California, there's a bunch of schools where they've said it induced brain cancer and leukemia and so on.
Well, you know, this school in North Palm Springs had a cell tower on campus, which is now gone after I did my work. But boy, that cancer, breast cancer in the teachers and the kids had ADHD and God knows what else they had. But they were sure were getting zapped.
Yeah. So my solution involves that. I also have a thing called a Edenic frequency generator, which I can sell over time to people. There are blocking walls and so, but they're not very good unless you're right in an apartment building. You can get these clothing. We have a radionic embedded jewelry that can help generate what's called training frequencies to counteract it. The main thing is shut the damn thing off. Don't have it in your home. Have fiber optic or have a night switch that actually at night goes. So then you can go to sleep because the Wi-Fi is turned off. Don't have smart grid on your home because it's bringing electro pollution. Get sensorizers plugged into your walls. There's layers of treatment you need to do to block the pollution because it's going to make you agitated, irritated, and start damaging your DNA and your brain.
Headaches and other kinds of problems.
I wonder if there's a connection in Britain because the number one cause of death now is dementia. Number one. And, of course, they have a ton of these Wi-Fi cameras and electricity in Britain. It would not at all surprise me that electro pollution is really intense in Britain. What do you think?
Well, dementia is such a vague thing. It can cause brain cancers. It can cause.
Well, I can actually discern it down. There's three things that cause dementia. I can do a SPECT blood flow scan. I can do a T1 weighted MRI for myelination. I can do a neurotransmitter level with Great Plains Laboratory with Dr. William Shaw. So I can tell you exactly what's causing dementia. There's either neurotransmitter, myelination, or even a breakdown of the blood-brain barrier. And by the way, electropollution breaks your blood-brain barrier down almost immediately. That's why these kids, when they're exposed to Wi-Fi, kids with ADD, ADHD, and Asperger's, their frontal lobes, if you do a quantitative electroencephalogram of their brain, their voltages across their cortex and the coherence pattern of the frequency phase between one area of the brain and another where they have to learn motor and visual skills, they're out of phase. You can't learn unless your phase of your holograms that your brain is generating are in phase. And so these things, people say, well, you can't prove that. Yes, I can. I can do all these advanced studies, and I can tell you exactly why you're screwed up. And by the way, more and more people are damaged by this. So we know that 6% of the population are functionally predators and criminals. Part of that, I think, is due to electropollution, don't you think? Some of these people turn into predators when their brain shuts off, and they have no frontal lobe activity. So they're dependent on their amygdala and the rage control nucleus in the reptilian brain, right?
I mean, I don't know about reptiles. I know about people.
Well, they call it in the neuroanatomy of the reptilian brain.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically when your frontal lobes are shut off and there's no voltages there, your basal brain, you know, fight or flight or eating or whatever, takes over. So the more basal parts of the brain, we call in the anatomy the neurotransmitter, the reptilian brain.
Yeah.
As I like the quote from the young Frankenstein, you put an Abby normal brain and a 6'9" giant. We're making all our brains abnormal, all our cells abnormal. We're doing an extinction level event, and we're marching toward it with morons like Mick Mulvaney dancing in the White House, and moron Trump, and Huawei in China. We're marching toward the Matrix, people. Don't believe it? Sorry, this is the truth. Go to sammealham.com, get his book, read the papers, contact him if you want testing. We'll have Sam back on at least once a month. Dr. Sam, I will contact you, get back on at least once a month, and remind people, get those books, people. If you're listening to my show and you haven't bought the book, I'm going to be mad. Get the dang book, okay? And read it. Read these papers and weep. Take action after that.
Which was most appropriate because I